AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Ukraine's eastern Donbas region, Ukrainian troops are keeping careful count of their ammunition these days, as Russian artillery often fires for hours at a time. While the West is sending an influx of weapons to Ukraine, officials say it's not arriving on the battlefield fast enough. Another issue, the need for training. In this country, gas prices have been falling. Patrick DeHaan at GasBuddy.com.
Decreasing a little over 4 cents a gallon in the last week. More importantly, we're back under the $5 a gallon average that we briefly saw, the national average this morning, $4.97 a gallon.
Tying those two stories together, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
Russia's war demonstrates that while we need to boost production of fossil fuels in the short term, it is strongly in our interest to adopt energy technologies that break our dependence over the long term.
Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett is dissolving his coalition government and calling a new election. It will be Israel's fifth in 3 years. Lawyer Leon Amiris says he's frustrated.
It's really, really a pity, but, you know, it's the way that Jews love to do, you know, to go ahead discussing, and they don't know that the real problems, we have to solve them.
New York's governor has signed a law intended to prevent local officials from enacting rules that might suppress people's voting rights because of their race. It's a process known as pre-clearance. Local governments with a record of discrimination will have to gain approval from state officials before changing voting rules. Back in Washington, the House January 6th committee resumes its hearings tomorrow. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger is scheduled to testify. The focus, how former President Trump pressured officials in battleground states to reject ballots or entire state tallies to upend the 2020 election results. This is AP News. Britain is facing a national railway strike tomorrow. Harriet Donahue has the story.
It could mean a messy commute in London and across Britain.
It is disastrous.
Secretary of State for Transport Grant Shapps says the union has been planning this.
Back in April, they called the strike on the false pretense with their members of taking themselves off the pay freeze, which, of course, the whole of the public service has had for the past couple of years. That pay freeze was coming to an end anyway. The strikes are completely unnecessary.
Union Secretary General Mick Lynch says the strike in Britain is an attempt to save jobs.
We're faced with thousands of job cuts, despite what Grant Shapps says. There's been no guarantee that these redundancies won't be compulsory. We've seen 4,000 or 5,000 jobs already go from the railway. They've told our maintenance staff on Network Rail that their 3,000 jobs will go.
The strike is planned for tomorrow, Thursday, and Saturday. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.